You've heard quite often throughout these trainings that social media is social. It's all about engagement and building relationships. Dumping posts and not engaging is a surefire way to make sure that your social media feeds are a barren wasteland. Human beings are by nature incredibly self-absorbed, and we often look at any form of marketing with a what's in it for me attitude. In fact, humans devote between 30 to 40% of all speech talking about themselves. But online, that number jumps to about 80% of social media posts. That's a massive jump. 62% of people say that they feel better about themselves when people react positively to what they say on social media. When a user comments on your content, don't take it lightly. That engagement can help you to get to know your customers more than ever. There's a lot of places that somebody can post a comment, and social media has actually become a customer service channel of sorts. So users are increasingly reaching out to companies via private message or public comment on social media pages, hoping that they'll get a response. Every social media channel allows users to leave comments. You'll usually get a notification when someone does leave a comment, so you can check it out and you can reply. It's also a good idea to assign somebody in your business to moderate comments and to know how to appropriately respond to them so that you don't miss an opportunity to reinforce the brand. And often what we do in my agency is we will set up a list of, we call them isms. It's a particular turn of phrase that the customer will use. There'll be specific words that they will use, specific words that they don't. And there is a list. So when we're replying to clients, we can talk in that client's tone of voice. So there are some general rules of thumb. Make sure that you respond to all positive feedback, no matter how big or how small it is. Even a nice compliment is an opportunity to strengthen your customer relationship. Respond to neutral feedback in a positive way. Even just a simple thanks for sharing will do the trick. Respond to genuine complaints. Most negative feedback is valid, and they will appreciate you taking time out to make the situation right. And don't forget, the person that's made the complaint isn't the only one who's watching to see a response. If you do have a crisis situation, again, you still need to respond. In some cases, you might have to involve a third party, especially if there's something like threats. If there is something that is genuinely negative and threatening, screenshot the comment, remove it, and address it accordingly. Again, in 10 years of running my agency, I have only ever once phoned a client and told them to call their lawyer. And in that vein, don't respond to spam or troll comments. All you're doing is engaging with them, and it's not going to do you any favors because they feed off the attention and they don't really care what it is that you have to say. Even as far as with some of them, deleting comment can sometimes just make it even worse. Now, when it comes to Instagram DMs or direct messages, Instagram has become one of the top social media customer service channels. So people are increasingly reaching out to brands with questions or expectations of customer support. So if you get a message in your inbox, you've got to be prepared to respond. Again, if you have a team member looking after this, have a cheat sheet. Give them a list of things that these are the words that we say. This is how we respond. This is what we do. So it just makes life easier. And again, staff leave. So when they go and somebody else steps into that role, it continues on and people are not aware that there is any difference. And direct messages are also really great if you don't want to do a public response. So you can actually reply to their comment that you've sent them a direct message or a DM and then deal with it out of the eyeshot of everyone. Comments made on Instagram posts are viewable by everybody. So you've got to make sure that they're being moderated and replied to promptly, especially if it's spam or if it contains negative content that will or could negatively impact how other people see your brand. So make sure that you respond to comment, type your thought in a very respectful way and hit send. And it's also important to remember how your comment is going to appear to others. So just keep reminding yourself that this is public. And as always, responding to positive comments is easy. You can quite easily match the person's level of excitement. Neutral comments are easy too. You can even, if you want to, throw in a couple of emojis to make it more colorful. Negative comment, that's actually in the next lesson. We're going to be stepping through how to deal with that. Using Business Suite or Meta Business Suite, they make it really easy to invite people to like your page once they've started to engage with you. And it's a simple case of going into your planner and you'll actually see a box there. And as we've shown in a previous training, you can decide whether you're going to ask everyone who just likes or everybody that loves your post to follow the page. And engage followers are a great foundation when it comes to custom audiences. So in the next course, when we look at paid advertising, having engaged followers will make your advertising and boosting of posts so much easier because you can build custom audience based on who's engaged with your page or with your Instagram page or your Facebook page. And if you've turned comments into direct messages, you can also target people that have messaged you directly. So keep that in mind when it comes to the next lesson of paid advertising and boosting posts. Quite often, you do have to encourage people to give you that engagement. Otherwise, we're all incredibly lazy. We're all incredibly selfish. It's all about us. So quite often people will just double tap to like or double tap to send a love heart to say that they love it and keep scrolling. So you don't actually get the comments and the engagement that you really need. To get your audience to comment, be direct. You've got to make sure that you have calls to action because people are silently begging to be led and they need you to tell them exactly what the next step is that you want them to take. Again, that's also telling them how you'd like them to react to your content. One great way of generating engagement is to ask your followers for their opinion on something. Do you like this particular kitchen bench or this particular Caesar stone? It has to be relevant to your business, but asking for people's opinions is a great way to get engagement happening. That's how you deal with comments and invites. On the next lesson, we will be talking about handling negativity.